All right, so we are at MVP 11 with four C++ MVPs. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Alon Fleas. I think it's about 5 years MVP.
Nice. And where are you from?
I'm from Israel.
Excellent. All right, how's the show? You like it so far?
Yeah.
You learning some good things?
Yeah, I learned good things and can tell the product group what I think about what they do. Give some advices.
Good. That's the most important thing, man. Hi.
Hi. My name is Marius Bancilan. I'm from Romania. I'm a MVP for C++ since 2006, and this is my fifth consecutive summit.
Nice, man. Very nice.
I'm Bruno Bouca. I come from France. I'm MVP since 2 years on C++.
Excellent.
My name is Jim Beveridge. I've been an MVP for 4 months now.
And so really?
4 months.
Wait a minute. So you're a rookie.
I'm a rookie. Yep. The hazing starts now.
So this is great. Perfect segue. Yep. Why and how did you become an MVP?
I have been, 12 years ago, I published a book on multi-threading. I was into the developer circuit quite a lot. I was doing national conferences. And then I started my own company. And
nice.
That kind of took me out of the running for about 10 years. And about a year ago, I started getting back into being involved with the community, being involved on various websites, on the forums, and was really excited to get back and start giving back to the community. And someone was nice enough to notice and nominate me for that. Mm-hmm. So being here has been great. I've gotten to connect with the product groups. In spite of running my own company, I've been really involved with a compiler and the language. And
nice.
So talked to a lot of great people.
Good. So, and what's your story exactly? I mean, how long have you been programming C++?
I started 25 years ago.
Wow.
With C.
Okay.
And after C++, but since 10 years, I share my time between .NET and C++.
Okay.
And my main activities is about parallel programming on C++ and on .NET.
Perfect. So, you know, we have Concert, PPL, which is already out there for native.
And Asynchronous Agent, and Concurrent Container. And sometimes I use Intel software, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
I've been started with C++ in 1999, so it's basically 12 years ago.
Nice. So you're like, what, 12?
Yeah.
Just kidding. You look very young. That's all I'm saying. That's good.
I'm not that young.
Okay.
I'm 30.
Nice, man.
So, I'm not doing just C++. I'm also doing .NET and playing with other stuff like F#.
Sure, excellent.
But most of the part is C++, Visual C++.
Sure.
I started to use, I think, the first language was Basic, and then pretty fast I moved to Assembler, and then I had to... I started to develop when I was about 12 years old.
Nice.
First computers arrived to Israel, and then I moved to C, and then it was natural to move to C++.
Okay.
And now I'm using C++, C#, like everything. It's like many tools that you need when you develop application for Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to use this kind of tool, sometimes you can use other tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I use both. I teach a lot of courses in courses for Windows and also for C++, C#, and many other in different areas. So it's like I'm using all.
Great. So I'm going to start down here again. The camera is pointed at you with a question for all of you. We'll just go in a line again. And, you know, I like to do that because I don't have to edit. This is real. This is happening. So you mentioned about it was natural to go from C to C++. I know a fair number of C++ developers that would disagree with that. But
okay.
Tell me, why did you, what was it about C++ that really attracted you and you're excited about?
I was using C and functional programming and structural programming. And then I read a book about object-oriented programming. And I didn't realize, when I read the book, it was like a theoretical book.
Ah.
And I didn't realize how you can actually do it in the language.
Mm.
But later on, when I started to when I read a book about C++, I realized how I can actually look at the real world and how I can take the real world into the code and use the abstraction from the real world inside the code. This was the beginning. And then when you start programming C++, you find that there are many other paradigms that you can use. You can use metaprogramming and many other very strong features of the language, sometimes that you even don't find today in C# or many other languages. And C++, especially today when you look at the lambda expression and STL and so on, you can do functional programming, metaprogramming, object-oriented programming, anything that you like. So,
yes.
So you can build a very strong foundation for your application. And you can also do managed code, and you can do interop. So if you program for Windows, mm-hmm. you need to have all these tools. Actually, mm-hmm. if you want to have the Windows logo, mm-hmm. you cannot use .NET. You must do interop because you have to support the restart manager.
Okay.
And there is no .NET construct to do it.
Fair enough. So
you need to know like everything. You need to know COM. You need to know native code. You need to know managed code. This is your toolbox. If you want to be a very strong programmer, mm-hmm. you need to know all of these.
Absolutely. It's a great answer.
I started basically with C++ when I was at the university, mm-hmm. and then the choice for me was basically between C++ and Java.
Okay.
There was also VB back then, but it was not part of the curricula at the university. So C++ was much more appealing to me, mostly probably because of the environment. Visual Studio, the famous VC6.
Yes, of course.
It was very easy to write application in VC6 comparing
sure.
to the environments that were available for Java then, at least from my point of view.
Sure.
So I got used to it and I got stuck to it.
Excellent. So, and one could argue that in terms of portability, C++ definitely beats Java, and their marketing campaign certainly worked well, with hand-waving, but C and C++ are very portable languages. That's why they were designed to be portable.
Exactly.
You guys, of course, talking about targeting Windows, but nevertheless, you could write an application in Visual Studio and have it run in a number of environments, depending upon what libraries you use. Monsieur.
Well, I discovered C++ at the beginning of C++ with C front of ATT.
Ah.
And at this time, the compilation was very long, and finally I switched to Zortec C++ compiler. At this time it was the best, and I discovered the C++ Microsoft, MFC, ITL. Finally, I love C++ when I need very good performances, and I discovered design pattern with C++.
Excellent, man.
And it's a great language, really great. But now I practice .NET and C++. It depends on the use case.
Yeah, I mean, I see that happening a lot, actually. I mean, even back in the day when there wasn't .NET, I mean, myself included, I would basically prototype my UI in what language? VB.
Yeah.
Man, how easy is it to grab a thing, throw it on a form, double-click, do a little event handler, or whatever. You could do, obviously, a little more complicated than that, but I didn't use C++
right.
to do my quick, this is going to work kind of thing. But anyway, right on.
I hit C++ in 87 for the first time. My manager threw a book at me and said, here, read this. and so I kind of got it, but Stroustrup's book was it. There was nothing else on the subject. Mm. And so I actually deployed it for the first time in 94 when VC2 was out, because I said anything has to be better than raw Win32 SDK calls. and in fact, not only did we get the SDK calls, but we got the MFC, or the Model View Framework. And that was phenomenal. We took, at the company at the time, we did $1.5 million project, huge bet to do it on MFC. And it was just enormously successful. The entire company's six other product groups switched over the next year.
Wow.
Huge savings, much easier to manage, huge reduction in bugs. And so, I mean, it won. There was just no choice. C was out that year. We were done with it. The entire company discarded it.
Wow.
And then you know, we couldn't do Java. Java wasn't good enough for commercial quality applications. And even .NET, when it came along at the end of 1990s, early 2000s, you still couldn't do commercial applications. So you want to ship a commercial quality application that's hardened, you do it in C++.
Interesting. And again, you can say that because why? Give me some reasons.
The company I was working for at the time, our goal was to build some of the best software in the world. We built it for... We ghostwrote software for the biggest names in the industry. Mm-hmm. And so a single that was before the internet. A single bug could cost the company $200,000.
Wow.
And so we had to do testing that understood that that's how much bugs cost to solve them when you were shipping to that number of people. Mm-hmm. So we knew very precise metrics on exactly how much, you know, it cost us to do the various strategies, and we knew how much project management took, how much QA it took, how much developer time it took to do kinds of modules, and C++ was a win in every way. You know, there was, at that point, we didn't have the templates. Mm. Some of the complexity wasn't there. Mm. But on the other hand, the documentation and the internet weren't there either, so it kind of weighed off.
Excellent, man. Very good. So that brings me to the next question. Again, I'll start down this line. What are you most looking forward to in the next version of C++, C++ OX?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been talking about it now for a really long time, but apparently we're getting really close to seal the deal. What are you looking forward to?
The thing I'm really looking forward to is reliability in the software, and that's an interesting thing to say for C++, but there are some concepts within both Java and .NET that are really persuasive, like the override keyword, for example, to say this must override something. It means it's no longer possible to accidentally change something in a base class and it breaks everything underneath it and you never know it until the field reports it.
Mm.
That kind of problem's not possible anymore if you use those. Things like the auto keyword, I mean, to declare an iterator is just obnoxious from a really complicated STL expression. Mm-hmm. And so that just solves the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things arguable about syntactic sugar, but mm-hmm. I really, when you get into lambda expressions, the ability to do the task parallel library, you got to have that stuff. It's just
sure.
absolute requirement, and it's going to simplify it. I mean, multi-threading is going to go from quite difficult to pretty straightforward.
Agreed. Well, hey, you know, about syntactic sugar real quickly. I mean, all programming languages, everything in all of them is syntactic sugar over what the machine understands.
Yeah.
So whatever to that argument, man. Lambdas rock.
Yeah.
I fully agree. I fully agree with you, especially in parallel programming. As you said, Lambda in C++ OX is really cool.
Mm.
And it's better than .NET because you can capture any variable as you want, precise, which variable you capture.
Mm.
It's really, really powerful. And for the legibility of the code, it's perfect.
Excellent.
Well, I'd like to say something else, but...
Please do.
No, oh. No, that is my favorite feature.
Right on, man.
So I have to second them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful thing and has empowered things like the parallel patterns library
mm-hmm.
that we already have in Visual Studio 2010. So I'm really happy that they put it in the standard and it's already available.
Yes.
Yeah, Lambda Expression makes the STL, use STL very easy now.
Okay.
Because you don't have to bind to a function to write functors. You just put your Lambda, much, much easier to use.
Mm.
Besides that, I'd like to have better error description. Now we do have good error in the output of the compilers, but you don't see them in Visual Studio. It does not reflect because you get, for example, for template, you get the error in the file of the template, the source code of the template, but the error comes from the code that you when you use the template. So you need to see the correlation somehow in the error, and this leads. It is probably the thing that I want to see, and it's somehow related of what you say is better productivity of the language.
Interesting.
It's of the language and the tools, and some of the things that we saw here that we cannot talk about.
Sure,
please. Towards this
See, that's what's good about being an MVP, right? You're seeing things before anybody else, but continue.
Yeah, so productivity is important. This is one of the things that made .NET so successful because you can do things very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And actually C++, which is much stronger language and complicated language,
mm-hmm.
you need the productivity tools even more than you need them in C#. So.
Understood. Hey, you know, and the Visual C++ team understand that.
Yeah.
And your feedback has been heard. Let's see if they deliver, right? Because that's always the goal. Don't talk, deliver.
Yeah.
And I know the guys over there. That's a rocking team, man. Because I really want you guys to see the next talk, so I don't want to keep you here too long, though we could talk for ages. What do you want to tell the C++ team? What's the biggest thing that irks you or you'd like them to fix?
First of all, I want to tell them thanks.
Excellent.
For having us here and for telling us what they're doing, for hearing us.
And it's okay if you don't have anything.
Yeah, no, I have a lot.
Be nice.
Yeah. No. better support for 64-bit.
Uh-huh.
Again, the tools. I think it's very important, and as I said, productivity tools.
So productivity, just to kind of clear that up, what is
the editor, the compiler,
the editor, compilers,
everything that can make me do my job better and faster.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think the most important problem with C++ is the library support. C++. Actually, Visual C++ doesn't come with too many things. Now, I know about Boost and other libraries, but what I'd like to have is not spend a lot of time building libraries and plugging them into my projects. I'd like to install Visual C++ and get all sort of stuff like you do with .NET. Install .NET, you want to work with certificates, you get some classes from namespace, from an assembly, and it works. You want to do cryptography, you have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, so that's not available in C++. You have to do Windows API to do cryptography. So I like to have rich libraries. I want to be able to work with XML with a couple of classes, not third parties. I don't know, add-ons libraries that are very hard to use. So that's what I want, richer libraries. And, of course, a modern framework for building user interfaces.
Something more than
MFC. And MFC, which is 10 years ago. I'm sorry to say, but it's 10 years ago.
15 years.
So you want something modern.
Okay. Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yes, C++ is all the language, but you need... some improvement sometime. I fully agree with you about library. It's not more, and you need to use XML cryptography each time you must integrate it. But another point is usually customer using C++ have a huge base of code, and the problem is refactoring and find dependencies between headers and classes. And there is no tool to reorganize the code easily, quickly. That is, for me, a need for the next version.
Interesting. Now, do you think that's because, I mean, in some sense, with managed code and C#, let's take C# as an example, it doesn't matter which one you're using, it's a lot easier for the tooling to kind of understand.
Because in .NET there is a metadata, and it's easy to make reflection.
Yes, but if you have the source code, you actually have some of the source for the metadata. And actually there are some tools that know how to learn your code and give you all the cross references and actually does this kind of things, but they are not part of Visual Studio.
Right.
Yeah, that C++ is quite complicated because you have the language and you have the preprocessor.
For sure.
And to analyze something quite difficult. It's the reason why I think we have no great tool to analyze the code.
Right on.
I'll certainly agree on the refactoring. The refactoring is just critical. You know, you pay $4,000 for a development environment. It's annoying to spend another $50 for a third-party tool. But it is what it is. My real big hot button is actually building large applications. You know, my application is only, I say only, I mean, it's only 500,000 lines of code when all is said and done.
Wow.
But that's not a very big application in this day and age. I mean, I know people with Windows itself, for that matter, that's just dramatically larger.
Sure.
And so the amount of time it takes to do that build, it takes days and days to optimize that build to build very quickly, and it's just impossible to do for a larger project with a lot of dependencies. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have it use the parallel cores, I've got 8 cores in the system with an SSD, it'll do 24 simultaneous compiles with no difficulty at all.
Mm-hmm.
So let it figure out how to do that. Don't make me hand optimize the large build processes.
Interesting. So you want to see improvements in MS Build. Or in, not MS Build. But
it's
you know
MS Build today.
It's MS Build today.
The MS Build is project-based, but the granularity needs to be much smaller than that.
Understood. So you want a better build system for very large projects.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's really interesting. You have 500,000 lines of code using Visual Studio as your editor. Now, all of you guys use Visual C++. You're not using other editors like TextSharp or...
Notepad.
TextMate, plus, whatever those names are.
Yes.
VI. VS, right on, man. Yeah. Of course, you guys are our MVP. But you know what? Let's be honest. You're also engineers and developers. Yeah. So you use what you need to use.
It's interesting. I mean, I actually do use VI when I have complicated editing to do. I mean, when you need to do really complex sub-expression replacement, I mean, you use a Unix tool because that's what they were built for 30 years ago.
Fair enough. But, you know, this is all feedback that's going right upstairs, man. Cool. Hey. So, one last question, and it's going to be a quick one. Somebody wants to become an MVP. What do you tell them? Hey, I want to become an MVP. This is what the MVP team wants me to ask you. So,
help others. Consult others, educate others how to use the tools and the language, give feedbacks, be a beta tester. Influence, you need to influence. To be active in the community.
Yes.
The online and the offline community.
Excellent.
I do a lot of offline activities, user groups and talks and this kind of stuff.
Great, man. Great. And I can assure you, Microsoft thanks you very, very much.
I think it's important to be passionate and be willing to share the knowledge and expertise with the others, whether online or offline. So I think these two are the most important ones.
Right on, man. Excellent.
Yes, I think to be MVP is to be connected with a client and to be connected with Microsoft.
Mm.
And we are like a bridge. And sometimes we keep the information because it's in the air, but we have the opportunity to understand problem in each client and explain to Microsoft which kind of problem we have.
Excellent.
I think when you look back at your career and realize the number of people that have helped you and say, it's time for me to start helping other people, and then when giving back is first and not last, and you're ready to make the commitment to do that, people notice, people see it.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, you guys are best evangelists. That's the way I look at MVPs. It's my own personal opinion. I mean, I work in my title is evangelist. I consider myself a technographer, but I'm definitely an evangelist. But the people, you're in the real world, man. So we can, in the mothership, we really, really appreciate the work you guys did. So thank you. Keep on keeping on, man. And keep on writing in C++.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.